just pray that you would help us, as Paul said, when we've done all we can do to stand, then simply stand. And knowing that Noah preached for 120 years, the coming of the judgments, and then when he finally came to that place where you told him to enter the ark, he entered, and there for 7 days the rain did not come. Until finally one day the patience of the people grew weary, they began to bang on the doors, and finally the heavens opened up, the earth opened up and swallowed them all. So too, Lord, we have judgments pronounced against this nation, against the world. And Father, we know that though they seem to tarry, yet they will come. For we have, thus saith the Lord. And so, Lord, knowing these things, we just pray that we would be in the arms of Christ. And this is our prayer. We approach thy word this morning, having read a simple text, but yet so true, that as the people expected in their hearts, it brought them to the place of waiting with anticipation. And they gladly were waiting, because they were gladly wanting to receive of him. And so, Father, we ask that you would bless the service this morning, Lord. May it help us to bring forth in our own beings an atmosphere of expectation, an atmosphere of love and of devotion, knowing the resurrection is just around the corner. And one day soon we'll see your Son and go to be with him for all eternity. Father, we pray that you'd bless the words this morning, bless the people's heart. And Lord, may we all, in true as they were in the upper room, all in one accord, may there be such an atmosphere of expectation this morning, Lord, that truly we'll hear from heaven. For we ask it humbly, in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. You know, Brother Branham made the statement. He said, you get what you expect. When people expect anything, well, then they usually get what they look for. It's the mental attitude that you have. Remember this and never forget it. The right mental attitude towards any divine promise of God will bring it to pass. The right mental attitude towards any promise of God. It doesn't take a gift of healing to heal the sick people. Any person in here has a right to meet Satan anywhere. And if you're a Christian, and defeat him on any grounds that he could stand on. You see, the thing that he said is you have, it's your attitude. The right mental attitude that you have. You know, Jesus said to us, if you say to this mountain, be moved, and don't doubt in your heart, you'll have what you ask. He said, if you say to this mountain, it's your attitude that brings the results. From God in Simplicity, Brother Branham said, when a minister walks into a congregation of people who've been praying in the anointing of the Spirit, you're bound to hear from heaven. That's just all. There's no way to keep from it. But if you walk into confusion, then you're confused and the Spirit's grieved. So, brother, sister, then it's the atmosphere that we come. If we come expecting, we will receive. If we come looking for fault, we'll surely find that. But if we come expecting to hear from God, we're going to hear from God. If we come expecting a blessing, we'll walk away with a blessing. And it came to pass that when Jesus was returned, the people gladly received him, for they were all waiting for him. Expectations. The people were glad to see him because they were expecting him. Now this morning is Christmas Eve, and many a child will go home tonight and will lay awake almost the entire night, waiting to arise early on Christmas morning to see what awaits them in terms of Christmas gifts. Whether it be a new toy or new clothing or it doesn't really matter. The excitement is not in what the gift is, but the waiting to receive the gift. It is the expectation that brings the excitement. If we truly believe that we are going to receive, then we can hardly wait, and the waiting builds up within us an excitement that brings with it energy. Energies that we don't normally have. The Bible says that there remain three things: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. Now, faith, we know, is a revelation. Faith is a revelation. It's something that's been revealed to you. And what that faith does is, if you truly believe it, it begins to build hope and earnest expectation. You expect from that revelation. You expect the revelation to produce something. And then it works within you and builds up a steam, so to speak. And that steam produces love. And love is the outward manifestation in your body of the revelation that's within. So we find that if you truly expect, it produces an energy. Now, as a child, we went to bed, my family, around 8 o'clock every night. Every night of the year. Except one time every year, and that was Christmas Eve. Now, growing up Catholic, we would attend the midnight mass on Christmas Eve. It was the one time each year that we could stay up late. And I think perhaps my parents just wanted us to be up, to be wore out, to get our minds off of what was going on or what was coming the next morning. I'll never forget some of those masses as long as I live. They were the longest of the year because they were what was called a high mass, and they used incense and a whole lot of extras that they pulled out of the woodworks. And I think it was just a plot between my parents and the priest to keep us up and to try to keep us awake during this very boring service. It was all in Latin. We couldn't understand it anyway. Very long-winded service that none of us could understand because none of us could speak Latin. But I think the real reason for the long one, I call it, the long one,